This is Heather Dubrow's world, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody. Okay, without further ado, I am going to play for you the live show that we did at Syracuse. And you know what? Maybe I'll post the video as well if you guys want to see that. Maybe I'll post that on YouTube. I have to figure out because it's long. I think it's too long for Instagram or IGTV maybe. I don't know. I'll figure it out. You know, I'm not good at technology, but I'll do my best. It was an unbelievable evening. It was incredible to see all the students and some faculty in the Shine Underground. We had a packed house and it was just amazing. So thank you for coming. And it meant so much to me, but also I just loved hearing from all of you. And I was glad because we ended up having time that I could take pictures with everyone. And Gina was so sweet. She took pictures with everyone too. And I got to meet so many of my peers' kids at the event, which I mean, blew my mind, but I absolutely loved it. So here we go. Let's roll the tape.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
Welcome. I'm so happy to see you guys. This is our first show in almost 3 years because of the pandemic, and it is phenomenal to see half of your faces. You look amazing. And this is also my first time being back on the Syracuse University campus since I graduated. Yeah, right? Yes. And it's so crazy. I mean, so much is the same. And a lot has changed. And having my two oldest kids, Max and Nick, here with me, and they're seniors in high school this year, so they're making those tough decisions and about colleges, and watching them walk around and experience the school has been really, really special, very, very amazing. But it kind of all took me back to my first day of freshman year, which I remember very vividly. So I got put in Del Plaine Hall. Okay, by the way, there's a lot of Sigma Delta Taus here tonight. Yes? All right. Welcome, sisters. I love it. So I remember moving into Del Plaine, definitely overpacked for the tiny little space that we had. And I get into my room, and I'm sitting with my mom, and this girl came in. I remember exactly what she was wearing. She was wearing Benetton, little black swing shorts, and these EG scrunchy socks. You guys don't know what this is, but go with me. Your moms know. And these Reebok sneakers, and this like red cowl neck summer sweater, and a long necklace, and a little Carlos Falchi bag, and these big Laura Biagiotti sunglasses. And she goes, "Hi, my name is Jill. I live down the hall, and if you need anything, I'll just be down the hall. I'm from New Jersey." And I was like, "Oh, that's good." And she left, and I looked at my mother, and I said, "No." And my mother said, "Yes," and still best friends till this day. She actually texted me like 2 hours ago and was like, "Oh, my God, I can't believe you're there, and I can't believe you're not there. This is amazing. Oh, my gosh." So it was just from day one an unbelievable experience. We tried to rush freshman year. That didn't go well. We showed up, and it was all the alpha, beta, gamma, delta. All right. No. Left, couldn't do it. But then what happened was, because I was a VPA major, visual performing arts, musical theater major, awesome, but our classes were way down the hill, like super far away, and I felt like I wasn't really a part of the campus, and it was hard for me. So I decided sophomore year to join and eventually became a member of Sigma Delta Tau, which was amazing. Had the best years ever. Moved into the house as a pledge. Rush is crazy, right? Rush is like the ultimate speed dating challenge. It's the weird, but a lot of you guys didn't probably get to Rush in person. I'm so glad you guys are back on campus. That's like an amazing thing. Yeah, claps and snaps to that. So I want to tell you a little bit about my real experience here, because I feel like with social media, a lot of times, we're giving you the highlight reel. Here's the fabulous things I did, and here's where we went, and here's how successful I am. But the truth is that I really lost myself, and I found myself here at Syracuse. Coming from high school, I was, you know, the big fish in the little pond. You know, I was the star of all the shows, and I was voted most likely to be famous, and all of these, you know, great things. And then I showed up here, and I folded in on myself in a way that I wasn't used to, because everyone seemed so secure. And maybe it was BS, you know, maybe it was their, that version of their Instagram highlight reel, but it wasn't good for me. And I floundered. I couldn't find myself. I didn't just gain the freshman 15. I was an overachiever in that area. We went for 30 and really committed to that. But I didn't know who I was anymore. And what was interesting was I ended up doing something I never expected to do that completely changed my life. And that was I entered the Greater Miss Syracuse pageant. Okay. Pageants. Yes, beauty pageants, scholarship pageants. Did I ever think I was going to do a pageant yet? No. Did not think I was going to do a pageant. But I entered, and here's what happened. Not only did I have to lose the freshman 30, but it trained me. I mean, literally trained me how to speak on my feet, how to speak in sound bites, how to give an interview, how to glean information from people. And at that time in the pageant, you had to answer a question live on stage, which was a big deal, right? So you had to be completely current on all current events and be able to answer these questions eloquently and in a very short period of time. And that, for me, was incredibly life-changing. My interview skills, all of it. What I love about that is it's something I didn't expect to happen that took me on a different path. And all of a sudden, I found myself again. And I thought, oh, wait, I know what I'm good at. I can do this. I can do this. I can do that. I can do that. And when I graduated from here, I was a whole person again. So what I'll tell you is, in my career, it's gone a lot of different ways. I've done, you know, been a series regular on 5-6 television shows. I've done movies. I've done movies of the week. I've been on the stage. I've sung the national anthem at major sporting events and all of that kind of thing. Then I had 4 kids in 7 years, took a little break, and ended up on a reality television show. Something, again, I never, ever thought that I was going to do. And I was like, all right, well, there it is. There's the final nail in the coffin of what had been my career, right? But what I didn't realize was that the landscape of television had changed, right? And all of a sudden, I was introduced to an entirely new platform. And now, I have a podcast with over 130 million downloads. I've written 3 books. I have a multi-million dollar skincare and supplement line with my husband. I have a new show coming out on E! Called 7-Year Stitch. I have on and on and on. And I'm not saying this to brag, like, look how great I am and look how successful. This is what I want you to understand from me. What I want you to know is that it's great to have dreams and goals and a life plan. But you got to listen to the universe. You got to be open to it, and you got to be able to pivot. Because if you aren't, you're going to miss things. I once interviewed Jane Lynch, and she said to me, she goes, "Here's my best advice: always say yes." Okay, I don't totally agree with that in every scenario. I'm just telling, you know, my kids are sitting here. But here's the thing: always say yes to exploring the opportunity, because if you allow it to, the universe has some really beautiful, incredible, interesting things in store for you that you don't even know are out there. So it's all going to be okay. Go for it. Thank you for coming. So we've got a couple of guests, and we were running a little bit late, so I don't know how much time we have with them, but I've got some cool prizes, and we're going to do a Q&A. My girlfriend Gina is here. So let's just get this party started.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
Sometimes it's tough to find the perfect gift for him for the holidays, but with Travis Matthews' Handy Holiday Gift Guide,
Browse gifts for him by price point or through curated collections tailored to interest and personality with button-ups, polos, outerwear, ultra-soft, loungewear, shoes, and accessories, new gear for golfers, and so much more. It's pretty much guaranteed that you'll find something great even for those on your list who are tricky to shop for. It's a one-stop shop for all the men in your life this holiday season, and who doesn't love that? Visit a Travis Matthew retail store or make your way to travismatthew.com/radio and take 20% off your Travis Matthew order when you use the code Heather20 at checkout. That's 20% off your entire order at travismatthew.com/radio when you use the code Heather20 at TRAVISMATHEW.com/radio. Use the code Heather20.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's world.
Who's seen my champagne doorbell in my house? Okay, well, spoiler alert, in the three gift boxes, three prizes I have over there, there may be a replica that actually works. Oh, he needs it. He needs it. I hope you win. Or we may have to just be friends and I'll get you one. Okay. We're playing a game. Let's do it. All right. Okay, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring up my girlfriend Gina here to help me out. Everyone say hi to Gina. Well, we're going to play the game standing up, right? All right, so...
Say hi.
Hi. Isn't she so cute? People thought we weren't going to be friends.
I know, but I was like, she's from New York, and I'm from New York. Like, we're obviously going to be friends.
Yeah,
like,
this is a spoiler alert. You can't... Don't film that.
Yeah.
People can't know that. They have to think we're fighting.
I hate her.
Hate her. She's a bitch. Okay, we're going to play a fun game called 5-Second Rule. And while we're setting it up and someone's giving me the questions, and they're here. I'm going to tell you, can you grab them for me? I'll tell you my 5-Second Rule. Here's a mom fail, dirty little secret story. Sorry, Max and Nikki, that I'm telling this. So I was 9 months pregnant with my third child, with Katarina, and Max and Nikki were 2.5, and we went to the movies because it was hot. Yeah. I needed air conditioning. So we went to the movies, and 9 months pregnant, 2.5, 2.5. And we sit down, and I got them the popcorn and the Twizzlers.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
Oh, yeah, we love Twizzlers.
Chocolate
Twizzlers are the best. So we have the chocolate Twizzlers and the whole thing, and we're sitting there eating, and you know what happens with 2.5-year-olds. They're done when the snacks are gone. And so what I usually do when we sat down in the movie theater is I would take half of them and throw it on the floor because it's like a serving for five. In the box, right? So it's a serving for five in the box. And so I throw half of them on the floor, whatever. So halfway through the movie, these two are done. And they're like, can we have more Twizzlers? Can we have more this? And I'm going, I cannot get up and walk my 9-month pregnant butt back all the way to the concession stand. So I leaned down to the floor, picked up the Twizzlers, and you're fine.
We made it.
Nothing happened. You're almost 18. Everyone worries too much. Stop worrying. All right, we're going to play the game. All right, here we go. So we need some volunteers from the audience that want to win. All right, let's get one. With the finger. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Finger. You. Yes.
DJ.
And we need...
Wait. DJ.
That's DJ? Oh, okay. All right, you pick the... And you get to pick the other two.
Yeah, okay.
You pick two more. How are you? Where are the questions?
Oh, I got a mic now. Oh, look at that upgrade.
Uh-oh, that could be a problem.
It could be a problem, yes.
Full disclosure, we usually have a lot of drinking at live shows, but this, you know, there's rules.
It's
next time.
This is a clean one.
We'll talk. Okay, here we go. Okay, so we're going to go head-to-head. Let's do, I don't know, you guys pick. Which two of you want to go head to head?
Nicole, go first.
All right, okay, Nicole.
Yeah.
Hi. So nice to meet you.
My name's Trinity.
Trinity, hi, nice to meet you. Okay, here we go. So here's how it works. Okay, so what you're going to do is we're going to say, we're going to give you a category, and you're going to name three things of whatever I'm asking for, and you have 5 seconds. Whoever hits the button first gets to go, and you have 5 seconds to name them.
I just want to know, look at her nails. Like, be careful in there when you go to swat that buzzer.
Yeah,
that
she's here to win. Problem. Okay, yeah. I like it. All right, here we go. We got 5 seconds on the clock. Ready? Name three cities that Real Housewives franchises have taken place in.
Atlanta, Potomac, Orange County.
Good. Yes.
Very good. That was very good.
Killer. All right, next question. This I don't know, just so you know. Name three brands of hard seltzers.
I know this.
Corona, Bud Light, and Seagram's.
She got that. All right. All right. Come on. All right. Come on. What do you like to talk about? Give me.
Yeah, you got to help her out. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Name three words that describe Syracuse.
Ooh. Oh, she stabbed me.
I told you. All right, that's housewife shit
go.
Right there.
Fun, diverse, and lively.
Yay!
Yes. Good job.
All right. And the last one. Here we go. I think Trinity's got this. I'm just telling. All right. Here we go. Sorry, but this could be, if you win this one, we'll have a tiebreaker. Okay, here we go. All right. Name three excuses you give your professors for skipping class.
Sorry, redo. Sorry.
Okay. Name three excuses you give your professors for skipping class.
Corona, tire, hungover.
I'm sorry. Trinity wins. Okay. That was it. But you were, Nicole, you were so good. You were so good. You're so good. All right, Trinity, you get a prize here. Oh, all right, you're just going to get a prize. All right. Next two.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Now we know how the game works. I'm like sweating a little bit. It's a lot of pressure, right? And I have no glasses on. I can't read. I got my contacts in. It's a lot. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay. No. Name three drinking games.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Flip cup, stack cup, slap cup.
It's a lot of cups.
What is stack cup and stack cup and what's
flip
the
cup?
Other one? No, flip cup I know.
You
I'm
do?
Good.
Yes,
I'm really good at flip cup.
Oh.
And beer pong.
All right, well, this isn't on my list, but here's my next one, because now I'm actually curious, because Gina and I got into a little thing about this last night. Ready? Name three types of shots.
Tequila, vodka, and green tea.
Oh, that's a shot.
I know. Everybody's talking about this green tea. It's like trending or something. I don't
really?
Know. They're so
you don't know
young.
What a mind eraser is?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah, I would tell you we did that last night, but I don't remember. Okay, here we go. Ready? 5 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Name three oceans.
Atlantic, Indian, Southern.
Southern? Southern Ocean? No. All right, you can steal.
Can I steal some of it?
5 seconds on the clock. No, you got to pick three other oceans. Go.
Okay. Atlantic, Pacific, and help me out here. Who are we talking about?
Indian. All right, dang, you get that. Here we go. Okay, name three buildings at Syracuse University.
Krause. Hogwarts and Sean.
Hogwarts is not here. That's in
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
I don't know the real name.
Is that like its nickname? That was before my time. Oh, then that's no. Okay.
There's three crosses.
Okay, go. You can steal it.
Arts and Sciences, S High in High School of Public Communications, and then Ernie.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Last one. Name three shows you've binged.
Real Housewives of Orange County, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of New York City.
All right, you win. Good job. Thank you so much. You get the prize. Off you go. There you go. Oh, well, should we show them? Here, we'll show them what they're... No, we're not allowed to show it.
Oh, we're not. Oh, okay.
But enjoy. Okay, so this is what we're going to do now.
I like it.
Oh, I get it. Right.
Right. Yeah, we're going to pull a chair up for Gina.
Okay.
Usually this is a little later in the show. Again, this technology thing is just, you know, I don't know. It's a whole new bowl.
I just did my first reel the other day.
A reel?
It took me like a half hour to do it.
Really?
Yeah. It's awful.
Oh, okay. So we're going to go to, and listen, okay, so I've never done a live show with a Zoom situation, but these are the times we're living in, and we're just going to figure it out, right? So here's the thing. I thought it would be fun to have some other Syracuse alumni. Apparently the whole education thing didn't really pay off. So who's a fan of The Bachelor? Okay, so we're talking about Ashley I. She is a correspondent for Access Hollywood and Clever TV and a Bachelor Nation favorite. Please help me welcome Ashley I. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me. It's fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here, and congratulations on your pregnancy.
Thanks.
Very, very cool. You know, Ashley, what strikes me about you is that you've done so much, and you're so well-trained, and I wonder, because when I talk to my kids' friends and what they're going to do with their lives, not a lot of them start with graduate school, and you see you're so young. I'm curious why you decided to continue your education to a master's.
Okay, so I went to undergrad at James Madison University, and I was a journalism, like a media arts major with a concentration in journalism there. And I had only the opportunity to take one video journalism class, but I loved it. And my professor had gone to Syracuse and studied at Newhouse. And he was like, I think you would love it. Ended up writing me my recommendation there. And I was able to like focus on digital and video journalism there, which was amazing.
And then how do you make the leap from that to The Bachelor?
And the people who were over at Newhouse and saw me speak 2 years ago, which I can't believe it's been 2 years ago, they're going to be like, we already heard this story, but whatever. It's okay. I'm going to tell it again. I was in my capstone, my last semester of grad school at Syracuse, and we had access to all the cameras because I was a sports concentration. So I kind of had a little more free, like I was like able to like bounce around a little bit more, but my friends who were doing their concentration, the news, they were in D.C. and I'm from right outside D.C. So one day I said, hey, I'm going to use your camera equipment, like the mics, the stands, the cameras, all that. And I'm going to make the most elaborate Bachelor audition tape ever. And I did. I kind of simulated the entire season in about 3.5 minutes from getting out of the limo to the final rows, one-on-one date, hometowns and all that. It was so hammy, but it was very creative and it definitely got their attention. And I thought like, hey, if graduation, like if this isn't the perfect time to try to go on The Bachelor, like I'm never going to have this like in between of like grad school and like a job. And I don't want to have to like take off from getting, you know, once I get a job out of grad school, I'm not going to want to be like, oh, hey, can I go on The Bachelor for a few months? Then maybe you guys will take me back. So I thought it was the perfect timing. And yeah, it kind of all worked out really well. And it kind of got me to skip some of those small town news, you know, stations, you know. I got to do what I wanted, which was entertainment. And everybody was kind of confused how I would get an entertainment from being at Newhouse. And I was like, I'll figure it out. And The Bachelor was actually a really great way of doing it.
So you realized the platform that you were going on. You understood what you were getting into, and that was a calculated risk.
Kind of. Like, you know, everybody talks about being there for the wrong reasons and whatnot. And I always said, and I still will say this, that like family and finding my husband is more important to me than career. However, I did know how low the odds were of finding my husband through the Bachelor franchise and what kind of platform it could give me and what kind of doors it could open. So I kind of went into it being like, this is the best case scenario. You know, you find your husband, and then like another, like a nice little fallback opportunity is maybe you get your doors open into some media and some entertainment and all that. And I don't know how, but I ended up getting all of it.
I think that's great. Look, I met my husband on a blind date. I mean, it seems pretty similar.
Is it really like weirder to meet your person, whether it's a blind date or at a bar or on The Bachelor? Actually, The Bachelor makes more sense because you'd hope that the people there actually wanted to be in a serious relationship.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer, for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Now, back to Heather Dubrow's World.
Talk a little bit about the power of social media and how you've been able to use it in your career.
Well, I was definitely on the show at the right time. It was really amazing because the seasons before me, Instagram wasn't what it was then, but now it's just like, for us, it was so great because people got interested in your life beyond the time that you're just on the show, because they wanted to see like who you ended up starting to date. If you ended up with somebody on the show, like how that relationship blossomed. You guys creating families, and people just seem really fascinated with that. So it's just been awesome for us, and it's been a very powerful platform to kind of do whatever you want to do, whether that is, you know, going into entertainment reporting, which I got to do a bit, or creating your own business. There's so many Bachelor people that have like their own clothing lines, all their with like a wine business like Caitlin Bristow has. And then you also just get to connect with fans, and that's really awesome. Like throughout this pregnancy, I have never known how difficult it was. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is my day. My day-to-day is being hung over for 3 months. Nobody told me. And now I have like all these amazing people that are like, this is so normal. Like, thank you for putting it out there, because then you make me feel like I'm less weird. And I have like all this, so many conversations, and it's just really nice to have that audience.
Yeah, that's great. It is a double-edged sword though, because people know you. But you know, I came from scripted television. So on scripted television, people say, oh, I like your show. You know, I love your character and things like that. But then when you're on a reality show or you're more of a television personality, they know you. How hard is that for you, and what kind of filters do you have to put up?
Well, now I don't really know that I put up a ton of filters. On The Bachelor, I also feel like I didn't put up a ton of filters.
That's why you were successful.
But there are moments watching back that I wish I had. And of course, like when the show is airing, it's hard because for the audience, they don't understand sometimes that like, we are filming 24 hours a day. Like the actual camera guys with the cameras on their shoulders are really just not there from the hours of 2, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And it's like, you guys have no idea how much storyline there is that doesn't get to fit. So like I'm not a fan of blaming editing a lot or anything like that, because I do think that with The Bachelor, it is some of the most authentic reality TV there is, because I've been on the set of others and just been like, oh my God, I can't believe this is like soft scripted. But The Bachelor really is quite authentic to what you see is what you get, except sometimes you're like, no, you missed this whole conversation,
right,
which would have into context that you would have understood my side of the story more.
Right. Well, I think the algorithm is for every 30 hours we film, 20 minutes makes it to the air. So you can understand, like if you're at a dinner party and someone says something to you that was really, you know, upsetting or irritating, whatever it was, and they don't show the one sentence, not because they're trying to mess with you just because it wasn't germane to like the story that's being told, but that's how you're reacting. All of a sudden you look like you're reacting to something different.
Yeah. There've been very few times where like I experience something on the set and then I watch it back on TV and I'm like, that is completely opposite of what actually happened. It's happened a time or two, yeah. But it's the majority of it. Not really.
So tell me, what advice do you have for women that want to go into the communications field?
I mean, networking is like number one. And I just remember my dog is very chatty right now. Lois.
Oh, I thought it was someone here. I'm like, who brought a dog?
I remember my professors at Syracuse talking about how important networking was. And I was like, oh, I hate networking. It's so awkward. And like, I just like can't schmooze like that. But then you kind of like gain this reflex that when you start doing it, it gets easier and you just kind of have to plug yourself and just like ask for the craziest things. I had like my best example is with Access Hollywood. I was doing their digital recaps of Bachelor in Paradise every week. And then I was like, and then they wanted me back for the next season. And I was just like, oh, you know, the digital recap is fine and all, but like, what if I could do the main show, like the morning show? And they're like, we'll get back to you. We'll let you know. And then I got on the morning show for 2.5 years recapping, and it was just because I asked. So it's really about networking, like creating relationships, not being afraid to ask, because like, what's the worst they're going to say is no. And like, you think that you're going to get an ego bruise if they say no, but they don't really think of it like that. They're not like, oh, that's embarrassing, she asked. They don't think that's embarrassing. So just do it.
So be bold.
Yeah.
Give me your favorite memories of being here at Syracuse.
Oh my gosh. Really, it's in the Newhouse building, and it was probably the hardest times that I look at the most fondly. It was probably the last 6 weeks when we were doing live broadcasts. So like we would go in the morning and we would legitimately have from 8 to 5 to put together an entire 30-minute news show. And I remember like getting nauseous, like total knots in my stomach when I had to fill certain positions, mainly the producer role. But then I look back and like that summer was so much fun. Because you're doing what you like went there to do. You're feeling very accomplished. You're working hard, but loving what you do. And it was just the camaraderie and the closeness that I had with the 40 other kids in my broadcast journalism concentration. That was just so, it was just so nice. And I remember on the last day of school, going home to my apartment and like scream crying, like crying myself to sleep because we were never all going to be together working like that and just like having those bonds again. Ugh.
What an amazing experience. So it had nothing to do with Fagans?
Oh, I love Fagans too.
Yeah, okay. We were there last night, just saying.
That's where we went that last night.
And oh, really?
I cried my eyes out, yeah.
That's yep. Great. Ashley, thank you so much for being here. You're an incredible example of a successful Syracuse University student. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, Ashley. Bye. Ashley, hi. All right, we're going to bring Gene up, and I'm going to open up the floor for questions. So, Mandy, do you want to go grab the questions from people? That would be great.
I have a question for you.
Oh, actually. What? Yeah, go.
When you went on that blind date with Terry DeBrow,
yeah.
Were there like 12 other women there also waiting?
Meaning like because The Bachelor?
It was just like The Bachelor,
I couldn't
right?
do that.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's not the same.
No, it's not. I just meant like it was blind sort of kind of thing. No?
Right. Yes.
How'd you meet Travis?
We got set up by Shay, one of the girls that does hair glam.
Oh,
one
all right.
Glam
okay,
girls.
If you have a question, just put your hand up. Happy to answer.
Hi, Heather and Gina. It's so nice to see you. I have a question about kind of what you were just saying about how so many things film and they don't always make the air. Is there anything that was filmed for Real Housewives that you really wish had aired so we could, as the audience, get a much bigger picture, the whole picture?
Oh, well, I'll tell you this. Yes, and I think on this season, this current season, you're going to see that things tend to come full circle.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying about that. Do you have an answer for that?
No, I mean, I think generally when things don't make it,
Gina's like the nicest person. She's like, well, yeah, it's fine. We're good.
I think it's I think our show is, I think like what Ashley, I was saying about it being authentic. I think it really is.
So do I. People ask us a lot if it's scripted. It's definitely not scripted. But what you're hearing is true. I mean, you can only show so much, and the producers have to choose to tell a storyline. So they have to follow, something. So what might be important to you might not be important to the actual story.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
Hi.
Hi.
This is kind of a throwback question, but have you seen the Cake Bowl Lady? And if you have, what was that like?
Yes! This is the weirdest thing ever. So for some reason, we never run into anyone ever, even though we live in like this small town. And we went, well, it's kind of small.
It's very, small. it is small. Yeah.
So we went to this restaurant and Terry goes to the restroom and he's coming back and there's a dog on the floor, and he went to go pet the dog. He's like, oh, it's so cute. And it was Cake Bowl Lady.
Cake Bowl Lady.
And we waved.
Hi. I like that she doesn't have a name. She just
she does. Cake Bowl Lady. I'm just not saying.
Yeah. I like Cake Bowl Lady. That's good.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Hey guys, this is Kale Lowry.
And this is V Rivera.
We're the hosts of
Baby Mama's No Drama.
Every Tuesday, we talk about parenting, co-parenting, lifestyle, and sex.
Pop culture, current events, and pretty much all the things you want in one podcast.
So download and subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Listen to us every Tuesday and join us with all the tea.
Now, back to Heather Dubrow's World.
Who else? Oh, I like she's adjusting her top.
Yeah, you have the shoulders. Yeah, so what is something that you've done today that you think that your younger self would be most proudest of?
Wow, that's so interesting. One thing, I don't know if that it's happened today, but, you know, I did go back to the sorority house today, and it was, I mean, incredible. I was joking with the kids because I was saying, you know, when you're when you go back to your childhood home, it always looks smaller because you're now bigger. But it still looks smaller, and I'm actually smaller than I was then. That was odd. But I do always think about, you know, people say, like, what would you tell your younger self, and what advice would you give? And all of that. And the truth is that I remember very distinctly being in my car in the parking lot. The parking lot was under Booth, right? Right? To go to Delplane, you park under Booth. Oh my God, I haven't lost it. This is so good. So I was parking under Booth, and I had been through some like ridiculous breakup with who cares. And I was crying, and this song came on the radio, and it was this beautiful song about, it was called Now and Forever, and it was like about the way this man loves this woman, and I was listening, I was crying my eyes out, and I was thinking, oh, I hope someday somebody loves me like that. I hope I find that. And then who would have known that all these years later, not only would I find that person, and I did, I have that person, I really do, I have that person, and we'd have four amazing kids and build this beautiful life and like do all these TV shows together and write books together and have all this stuff. And weirdly, the guy singing on the radio was Richard Marx, who is an incredibly dear friend of mine now. And he and his wife, Daisy Fuentes, are friends with us. They're coming over next week to this party I'm having.
Yeah, I'm excited,
and
Daisy
Fuentes. And it's just like, if I could go back, I would just go, it's all going to be okay. And that's why I said it at the beginning. I promise you, it's all going to be okay. Try to enjoy it now. Live in this moment now. Don't worry if this one has more followers or that one has 12 more interviews than you do for after school. Don't worry about it. It's all going to be okay. Promise.
Yeah.
Hi, Hi, my name is Gabby Zingarini, and I was just wondering, I'm graduating in May. Do you need a personal assistant?
I do desperately. I
Gina does.
Hey, desperately.
Gina,
yes.
Please hit me up. New house.
We'll see if
come
we
on.
Can get that.
DM us.
Yes. Yes.
You never know.
That.
It's always good to DM. When people DM me, someone's looking for a job and they ask me in a really professional way, if I can't use someone, I always pass it along.
All right. Note taken.
Yeah. Come on. We've got to promote each other, right? Help each other out.
What's been your favorite thing that you've filmed that's been on the show?
There's been a few, but one thing that we filmed that never got shown, and if anyone from production is listening, I would really, let me talk about it so you'll do a flashback so I can get the footage. Yeah. So when I started the show, Coco was 9 months old. Is that crazy? She was 9 months old. She was 9 months old, and we were in the house filming a scene, and she got up and walked for the first time, and I didn't pick up my phone because there were cameras everywhere, and they never showed it. So I don't have any video of her first steps. Did you
That's
hear that laser?
Bummer.
Okay.
You could probably get that, though.
someone get Heather the
get
footage.
Get that out of the vault?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I have a moment like that, too, from my at home when they come, you know, prior to getting casted. And my Nick, my ex Matt would have it's weird, but they would want when they had wiggly teeth, they would want it taken out.
Right.
And so he had a wiggly tooth, and on camera he tied a string around his tooth and
shut the door. Oh,
pulled it right out. And I was like, I want that footage.
That's good footage.
Yeah.
The kids won't let me cut. Well, they don't have loose teeth anymore. But even Coco, as soon as I come near, she's like, nope, I know you. I know what you do. Just pluck that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh, what I do?
Gina kind of mentioned it earlier, but like before when it was announced you were coming back, a lot of people were speculating that you two were going to be at odds with each other. How do you like handle that when you first start filming? Like, is that something you're allowed to address and break the fourth wall or no?
Address now, you mean?
Or like when you're first filming and being introduced?
No. Well, to be honest with you, you know, I didn't watch the show before I joined the first time. And people asked me, you know, are you binge watching? Are you catching up? And I said no, because if you meet people for the first time, you wouldn't have their life story. And I feel like everyone's allowed to have a clean start. I mean, quite frankly, would Tamara and I have been friends if I had rewatched the show? I don't know. I haven't watched it. I'm just putting this out
no,
there.
No, like, you wouldn't have.
Okay. There you go. So when I met Tamara on the first day, we connected as mothers. And she started telling me a story about one of her children. And so that is how I started with her. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think we didn't even... I thought it was silly. We saw it. I mean, we've talked about it since because we're like, I can't believe people... I remember you texted me very early on because everybody was saying, oh my God, like they're not going to get along, da-da-da-da. And then there was a nice moment, right?
When well, we can't give it away. Although Andy Cohen already said it a little bit. So we could talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, clearly we like
clearly
each other.
We're friends,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm on the stage.
We bonded very quickly.
Yes,
we got very New York very fast.
We did.
Yeah. In the best way.
Yeah. Bagels, pizza, coffee, all the things.
She's teaching Max a New York accent.
Yes, I am. It's amazing.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Talk.
Water.
Coffee, talk.
Open the drawer.
Get me my pocketbook.
My pocketbook. That one I'm embarrassed by. That one I see
people
a lot on the show.
People in California don't know. You guys are too young. Do you know the word pocketbook? Yes. You say pocketbook.
You do? Oh, I love it.
They don't know pocketbook.
Pocketbook.
If you guys were to make your own Tres Amigas, would you include Emily or Shannon right now?
Let me just say one thing. I will just say,
That was messy.
You almost got me.
That was messy.
The spoiler.
Okay. Yeah, no spoilers. But I will tell you this. I don't like things. Like, I don't think everything has to be a thing. Like, we don't need a friendship bracelet to have a friendship. I think it's silly, and I think it's not inclusive, and I don't care for that kind of thing.
I agree. We would be something better.
Let that be the answer.
Guys too.
You guys, this has been so much fun. I can't tell you what a thrill it's been to be back on campus and to bring Max and Nick here and see all of you guys and really feel the love from you. I really, really appreciate it. I wish you guys the best year ever. I'm so happy for you that you're back in school in person. Enjoy it. Savor it. Take every morsel out of here because you know what? You only get these 4 years or five if you know. it happens. But you only get these few years, and then you're on to your next adventure. And with my kids, I always say this, when people are like crying because their kids are at the next stage of life, I'm like, ages and stages. You have the age, you enjoy it, live it to the fullest, and then let it go. But you're here, so do it. Thank you guys so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Wish you all the best. Thank you.
This is Heather Dubrow's World. Here's Heather.
So much fun. I had the best time. And we're going to do more live shows soon. As soon as I recover from this trip, I will concept that. Again, thank you guys so much for the support. Don't forget to go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and say what you love about Heather Dubrow's World. It means so much to us to hear from you. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Thursday and Friday on Podcast One, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And please make sure to subscribe to the show and leave a lovely 5-star rating. Go to Apple Podcasts and say how much you love Heather Dubrow's World. See you next week. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little dog on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews? Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.